Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The date is now set. Residents of Fall River will be voting on whether to recall their mayor. The city council last night voted to move ahead with a recall election on March 12th. WBUR's Simone Rios was at Fall River City Hall for the meeting and has this report.
Long?
Yes.
Pelletier?
Yes.
Obera? A city official asked each of the city councilors whether to proceed with the recall of Jaisal Correa.
Steven Kamara?
No.
All but one said yes. After the meeting, Council President Cliff Ponte said he's ready to see an end to a story that's brought unwanted attention to the city.
Our mayor is under a 13-count federal indictment right now, and that has placed the burden on this community and this council and the business owners and the residents.
In the fall, the 27-year-old mayor was indicted over allegations he bilked investors in a tech company he formed before becoming mayor. Correa denies the charges and has rejected calls for his resignation. But more than 4,000 voters signed a petition to get the recall measure on the ballot. Correa did not respond to a request for comment, but Ponte says he's ready for the mayor to try and keep his job, whether by challenging the recall effort or by running again for mayor.
The council didn't bring the 13-count federal indictment on him. He did. So it's going to be on him to run in the recall election so he chooses, which he's indicated, and it's up to the residents to see if they want stability and continue to move the city forward or if they want to continue with Jaisal Correa as mayor.
Despite the charges he's facing, Correa can still count on a group of diehard supporters. One of them is Cheryl Costa, who came to the council meeting with four other women who back the mayor.
He's the best mayor we ever had. I think it's a waste of money to have a recall. So, Tamara, we're going to have another election. So why? Why can't they keep him until then? And you're innocent until proven guilty, so we don't even know if he's guilty yet. And they've already got him tried and hung.
But Correa's opponents are just as vocal as his supporters. Fall River resident Ron Cabral says he knows enough about Correa to want him out as mayor.
I think it's ridiculous. It's totally out of hand. And when I get phone calls from family and friends, what's going on in my city? And I have to explain what's going on, and it's not right.
Correa won the mayor's seat after the recall of former Fall River Mayor Will Flanagan. And even if he, too, is recalled, Correa has said he plans to run in the next election. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.